We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
In 1960, colleges awarded A's to 15% of the students. Well, now it's 45%. And it's not because they got smarter. It's because of Adderall. Yeah, kind of. But also, colleges are businesses selling a consumer product for hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they want to give the customers what they want, a magical piece of paper called a diploma. But that's only the beginning of the scam. A wannabe librarian needs a master's degree just to get an entry-level job filing books. You know, I've heard this from so many nurses and teachers and administrators rolling their eyes when relating how they needed to take some course in order to advance in their field, when really they already learned what they need by working the job. But in the but in the grift that is our higher education, when you want to move up, hold on there, not so fast, toll booth ahead, you need to pay for more education before we decide if you can do what you do. This is what Scientology does. Makes you keep taking courses to move up to the bridge of total freedom.
All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. I find myself agreeing more and more with Bill Maher these days. I'm not sure which makes one of us insane. I'm not, no. But welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in the big chair today. It's 4:09 here in the Heartland. Thanks for joining us on 97.1 FM Talk as you're out and about. Maybe I was going to say picking up the kids from school, but I think schools are out. Ours are. I think the schools are all done.
I think so. Aren't they? I don't know. Yeah.
So what Bill Maher was talking about there was, this is coming from me. I'm the product of thousands of hours and tens of thousands of dollars of higher education. I went to law school. However, I knew a lot of people who were there that probably shouldn't have been. And there was a big movement during my generation that everybody had to go to a four-year liberal arts college and get a degree. Well, mm-hmm. Maybe some people shouldn't have. And I think that was Bill Maher's point there. And I'm on this rampage. My wife, she's in the private sector now, but her first half of her career was in higher ed. Mm-hmm. And so we argue about, you know, the cost of higher ed. I think it's way outpaced.
It is.
It's way outpaced cost of living and mm-hmm. salaries and everything else.
100%.
And you go on these college campuses, and I'm sorry, they look like Four Seasons is resorts, and the kids only get to spend 4 years there.
Mm-hmm.
But the educators and the bureaucrats and the administrators, they get to spend a lifetime there, and boy, they're the ones really benefiting from it.
Yep.
And we need actual construction workers and people to do jobs that are also important.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Science, technology, engineering, and math. We need trades. We need vocations.
Trades make great money.
And so, look, I'm not saying there are some people that absolutely should go to 4 years of college and go to law school or get MBAs or whatever, but there's some who shouldn't. And we shouldn't be forcing people, the round people, into the square holes or the opposite, right? And
yep.
It should be what's in the best interest of the child, not what society has us do. And I think for a while there, we got stuck in this era where everybody got a trophy and everybody had to go to college for 4 years.
Well, when he said that 45% or 40% now get A's, I wondered whether it was... I wasn't thinking drugs. I was thinking people want people to go there, and they want to reward them. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if they're actually earning those.
Yeah,
A's.
They don't want you to flunk
right.
out because then you won't go back.
Where's
your
money?
Your parents won't send you back for year two if you get mm-hmm. Straight Fs.
That's very true. I think for those who higher education allows you to expand your mind and explore options and all that, I think that's great. But I'm not doing now what I went to school for. Now, was it good training for me? Probably. I do, you know, I split my time between a lot of radio work and a lot of government affairs, political consulting work. And so, yeah, all my training has helped me get to this point, but some people could take a different route, you know, and I just don't think it's all the same. You know what I mean? I guess that's my point. And I think that's where I agree with Bill Maher more and more these days.
It.
He makes more sense the older I get. So I don't know. I don't know what's happening. It's like I think the two of us have a lot of populism in us. I think that's where it comes from.
That could be.
Yeah. Speaking of popular, what could be more popular than Sue's news?
Oh, sorry, I hit it early.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now Sue's news.
Brought to you by Sue.
Oh yeah. We have breaking news on Sue's news.
Oh.
And that is, and former St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger has been released from prison. Did you know that, Fred?
Yeah, it's we're working in the newsroom back at KMOX.
We were all caught off guard by that because we lost a year of our lives along with everyone else, and we can't believe he was sentenced over 2 years ago already.
He was sentenced in August of 2019, and when we talked about it, we all stared at each other and went, what?
How'd that happen?
How can that possibly be? Now, apparently, he got 46 months, but has only been in there for, what, not quite 24. And this is just coming out in the Post-Dispatch this afternoon. They say the Federal Bureau of Prisons is now listing him at the St. Louis Residential Reentry Management Field Office. So that could mean he's at a federal prison reentry location or in home confinement. They won't say. Just for everybody's safety, I guess people would go to his house and knock on the door and say, are you in there? Well, I don't know.
Do they call it that big fancy name because halfway house is too boring?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But they did call a representative of Dismiss House, which serves as a federal prison reentry point in St. Louis, and the facility does not disclose. So we actually don't know for sure. But here's a reminder. He pleaded guilty. Stenger did in May of 2019 to federal corruption charges. And he's been there for however many months that is, almost 24. And he was reelected in 2018. And all this has happened in the last 2 years. By the way, he was in South Dakota at a federal prison camp. Really? Interesting, isn't it?
And he was supposed to get out at the end of this year, like December.
Still is.
Of this
December,
year.
They say he will be free of whatever, right? Whether he's in the house or whether he's at his own house, they're going to let him loose.
And then comes the book tour.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
You never know. It's just freaky that it was that long ago.
Could you guys do house arrest?
Let me think about that.
I would like to know what all involves. Can you go outside your house? Like, could you go? Do you have to stay within the perimeter of your home?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's like the acreage thing, right? Like you can go up to you can go in the yard.
To the right. You go to the perimeter.
So you'd still have to do yard work.
Fred's like, if it gets me out of yard work,
yeah, right.
No, you know what? I can travel and be out, and I can also be a homebody. I could probably. It depends on how long.
Yeah.
I could do it. I like being at my house.
There's
always something to do.
I'm not saying it's exactly the same thing because obviously it isn't, but we all kind of did that while being at home last year if you were a person that did that, and it's not that bad. I mean, some people go crazy, but some people don't.
I think I'd go crazy. I really
I
get fidgety.
You too fidgety?
I got to get out and do, even if it's like a lazy Sunday, I got to do something. I got to go, you know, get some ice cream or something. I just got to move.
No, I get it.
I'd love to know the parameters of that. Like, for instance, for all we know, you can stay within a certain perimeter of your home. Like, maybe they'll let you walk the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, because, of course, everything's probably done by GPS bracelet,
it
right?
It is, because I'm looking it up now, Tim.
Yeah, they put the ankle monitor on you or the wrist monitor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The ankle monitor is the most used one, and it regularly uses cellular signals to triangulate its position and communicate with the computers. And if you travel outside whatever you've been allowed, they get alerted.
So there you go.
I'm sure they let you out in your own yard.
Yeah, and maybe even a little beyond.
Right.
They just don't want you to, like, messing around too much. They want you going to the Ritz.
Yeah, they don't want you going anywhere. Yeah.
Fred, a story for you.
Okay.
Simone Biles won that record 7th U.S. Women's Gymnastics Championship last night. Did you watch?
I did. It was great.
She's incredible, isn't she?
It's just amazing.
She's attempting to win back-to-back Olympic championships. She would be the first woman to do so in over 50 years. And you know that they are coming here next, people.
Yeah, I want
to. Fred, are you going?
I would like to. I'm going to try and get the organizer on with Mark this week.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, excellent.
You can. Here's what they were going to do. The U.S. team trials for gymnastics are coming to town, to St. Louis. It's terribly exciting. And it is June 24th through the 27th. Now, they were going to hold it at Enterprise Center, but all the tickets sold out. And then they decided they needed COVID restrictions. So they thought, oops, we're going to move it to the Dome at America Center.
Okay.
And anybody who had tickets to Enterprise Center, they're no good anymore. You got your money back. And then they gave you a really good opportunity at the first tickets at the Dome.
Okay.
But you can still go online. I mean, this is really cool. If you want to see it, it really is cool.
St. Louis could use something like this.
Yes. Go online and you can find tickets and you can watch Simone Biles and the rest. That is so cool. Well, are you going to try for a press pass, Fred?
No, I don't think so.
Good. Not that I care that you have a press pass.
She was about to get really judgmental on you.
Wow,
if you were.
Ouch.
Yeah. I said that and I thought, why do
what
I care if Fred has a press pass?
I'd feel too guilty.
Would you? I don't think it's that bad.
I don't either.
And here's something in my own department. Traffic deaths were way up in 2020, and Andrew knows this. This is my theory, and they finally have come out and said it's accurate. This is the highest they've been in 13 years,
what?
Despite the pandemic. And they say, indeed, my theory was there's nobody on the road, so people are driving faster and with just crazy fast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're saying it is.
Did you hear what happened out in Eureka 2 weeks ago?
What?
In my neighborhood?
Yeah. The guys that went into
yes.
the house?
Oh, yes.
That was right down the street from me.
What?
Yes. Like 100 yards
Fred,
away.
Tell me, Fred.
Tell us next time.
Yes.
You know
we
what?
We had the head of the Eureka Fire Department.
Greg Brown.
Well, the spokesperson.
Scott Barthelmess.
Yes.
Yes.
He told a great story.
That was incredible. You know, TMZ picked that up.
So
if you.
I could have been down there. You know?
Oh, my God.
So my next-door neighbor, it's his brother's house. So I know these people.
Okay, so...
So the way... At first, it sounds like unimaginable, but when you go down and look at the way the parkway sits and where the homes sit, that particular house does sit below the parkway.
Yeah.
So if you were driving like an idiot and going 90 miles an hour, which is what is alleged, mm-hmm. you could easily launch off the curb...
Yep.
...curve... into the upper level of the home. So I know it looks like fantastical when you see the pictures, like Dr.
Yes.
Seuss-like, but it was very, very, very dangerous. Like, thank God none of these people that we actually know got hurt or died, because they could have.
It's an act of God that they did.
It really is.
Scott said that they took out an entire pine tree, including the root ball, on their way down, Tim. I mean, they were going fast.
Yes.
Did you say 90?
90 is the allegation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not so smart.
By the way, this is the highest record number of deaths recorded since 2007 on the roadways. It was 38,680 people.
That's crazy.
And it was during a pandemic.
But there was nobody on the roads.
Nobody
Isn't that
on
amazing?
The roads. And people were going ridiculously fast. And I think they still are to some extent. You really have to be careful up there. This is the official statement. Stay-at-home orders led to empty your streets, which led to speeding. Speed is the single largest factor in roadway fatalities. I'm just saying.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
I just talked to an emergency room physician at Barnes Jewish. I know, it was at St. Louis Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And she was saying that June is the highest month for teenage fatalities
in
car crashes.
Because they just get out of school.
They're out of school. Yeah. They've got their driver's license. They get a friend in the car.
I was talking about this earlier.
They get distracted.
Old man Jones, I'm right.
Speeding and distraction.
Sure.
You know what? I saw a proposal somewhere, and it might have been in this article, and I didn't write the rest of it down. But somebody was proposing that you don't get a smartphone. Of course, this will never happen. But have it be illegal for teens to drive with a smartphone. And then when you're 21, then you can drive with a smartphone.
Mm.
Because so many teenagers are distracted. I didn't know June. That's interesting.
She said that she tells teenagers, average time it takes to read a text or to try and text while you're driving is like 5 seconds. And in 5 seconds, you can cover a football field if you're driving.
Yeah.
Ooh, that scares me. And finally, Prince Harry and Meghan, of course, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, had a daughter on Friday, Lilibet Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor. 7 pounds, 11 ounces. I'm sure all of you care. She was born in Santa Barbara, California.
Ooh, that's a lovely place.
It is.
Yeah. What do you guys think about the name?
I care only
What's the
because
name? Lilla who?
Lilibet.
Lilibet.
I think that's sweet name.
It's the nickname
of her great-grandmother.
Okay.
I think that's adorable.
That not everyone knew about. So
yes.
I think they think it's kind of like trying to, you know, make things a little bit better with the royal family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good point, Fred. Yep, Lilibet is named for her great-grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, whose family nickname is that, and her late-grandmother, of course, Diana. The baby is what in line for the British throne?
Eighth.
I know that, Fred. I'm letting these two guess.
Oh, okay.
Eighth.
Too late. Eighth. It's eighth.
I wanted to cheat like Mark
Andrew
does.
And I are winners. We're winners. Hey, I got an update on something we were just talking about school.
Talk to me.
From listener Alan, who's a buddy of mine who's listening to us this afternoon. He said he just came back. So Alan is a independent manufacturer's broker rep. So he gets machinery from point A to point B, right?
Gotcha.
And he's been telling me COVID has just been, there's hundreds of millions of dollars of back orders from the factories that are shut down. Anyway, just came back from a trade show. 20,000 diesel technicians are needed right now at heavy equipment dealers in the U.S. I may go do this. Check this out. Starting salary after 2 years at Linn Tech in Mid-Missouri, right? Beautiful Linn Tech.
Is it still called Linn Tech? Didn't they change it to like, they gave it a new name.
Like fancy, something fancy.
School of Missouri or something.
I bet I could guess this.
Wait, what'd you call it? A diesel what?
A diesel technician.
Okay.
How much, Andrew? Starting salary. Give me a range.
Between 60 and 90.
You got it.
Oh, nice.
Between 65 and 75K after they're to start out with.
Yep.
After 2 to 3 years on the job, 125 to 150,000 a year, you know, with full benefits.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, full benefits, absolutely. Yeah. Great jobs.
I like working on stuff.
Great jobs.
Yeah. Give me my retirement gig.
I had to look it up. They make major and minor engine repairs, work on a vehicle's electrical and exhaust systems, comply with pollution regulations, pneumatic wrenches. You could play with those, Tim. It's great.
Oh, pneumatic wrenches. Those are the big ones, right? Yeah. That's the sound they make.
And that's it for Sue's News.
That was fantastic. And we learned other things, too. So thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to get to a break now. Sue's got Sue's traffic coming up next, and then we'll be back with Missouri State Senator Bill Igel with a Missouri legislative update. I know they're out of session, but there's been like 15 calls for special sessions. What's that all about? Senator Bill Igel will tell us that and so much more when we come back on the Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in the big chair today, 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Country is addicted to being offended. We love to be offended, don't we? By everything everybody says, oh my gosh, I can't believe they said that, that's terrible. You know, get over yourselves. Okay. We just need to get over yourselves. I had a pastor years ago tell me, Christy, people are going to throw offenses out all the time at you. You're the one who decides if you want to pick it up and carry it around with you. But then you're the one carrying the burden. You have the opportunity to make a decision each and every time to just walk by that offense and leave it lay there and let it go.
There you go. That's Governor Kristi Noem of the great state of South Dakota. I played that because, I like her, first of all. And my parents just got back from South Dakota. They went on this big, big-ass road trip.
Did they like it?
They loved it. They went with a couple friends of theirs that they do a lot of traveling with, and they drove. They rented a vehicle, so they wouldn't have to put the miles on their own vehicles, and they went from St. Louis up wherever you go through Kansas, Nebraska, whatever, into the Dakotas, and then they wrapped around back through Wyoming, through Jackson Hole.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
And then back through. Yeah, they went to Mount Rushmore and all the stuff in the Badlands, and they went to Yosemite. And my dad said it was amazing seeing herds of buffalo.
That's
just
so cool.
Chilling out like cows.
Let me ask you this. Did they say whether or not it was super crowded? I mean, it's beginning of June. I would imagine people want to be out on the road. How was it at Mount Rushmore?
They didn't mention crowds at all. I'll have to ask them.
They went at the right time.
We're going to have dinner with them this weekend to celebrate one of my other daughter's birthdays. And we haven't downloaded on the whole trip yet. We just got pieces of it.
Gotcha.
So I will ask that question. That's a great question, Sue. They said the weather was decent. You know, it was cooler, but not chilly. And a little blustery out there in the upper plains.
Which is, what you would expect.
Some days they had jackets on, some days just sweatshirts. So
sounds great.
It was pretty cool. It was good.
Sounds great.
Hey, let's talk to another guy who's pretty cool. Let's talk to Missouri State Senator Bill Igel, at Bill Igel on Twitter. Senator, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Merrick Reardon Show. Glad to have you on today.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me. Happy afternoon.
Yeah, very good to you. Happy June. Happy Monday. Happy Missouri legislature not in session. You sound like more awake and upbeat than I've heard you in a long time. You must be glad you're not filibustering something right now.
Absolutely. Well, I've had about a month to get away from the legislature down there in Jefferson City, so I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah. So, Bill, let's just recap, because it's been a month now, and our memories, we move on to other things, especially with this 24/7 news cycle these days. It's never a dull day. Bill, what would you say were I know there's some weird things that happened this session, but give me. Let's start with the bad news first. I always like to finish on a high note. So what were some of the bad things that the legislature did? You wouldn't think that a Republican supermajority would do bad things, but I heard you talking about a few of those things over the last few months. So give me the top two or three really bad things that the Missouri legislature should not have done this year.
Yes, absolutely. And it's probably the thing that you're not going to hear a lot of Republicans brag about. And unfortunately, we passed through the legislature the largest tax increase in the history of Missouri when we increased the gas tax by 12.5 cents. 12.5 cents is going to take $600 million out of the Missouri economy every year, and it was supported, unfortunately, by a majority of Republicans. So it's very disappointing because I know folks are used to hearing Republicans talk about lowering the tax burden. Well, unfortunately, they passed a big tax increase. So if you have a Republican representative or senator, make sure you ask them where they stood on the tax increase.
And Bill,
the other thing.
Yeah, Bill, real fast, you're not a no-government guy. In fact, the first time I met you was back when this gas tax thing has been around a long time. And the first time I met you, you were in the back of a room at a Pachyderm meeting, and I was in the legislature, and we were considering a gas tax at that time, and you were asking me, what in the world are you guys doing? And I said, Bill, I don't know. I let them vote on it, but I voted no, and it got voted down that year, and it just kept getting recycled over and over again. But, Bill, you've had ideas since back then of ways that we can fund road and bridge infrastructure not on the backs of Missouri taxpayers. There's other ways to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite frankly, right now we have record revenues already going to Jefferson City. We've never had more money to deal with things, whether it's roads and bridges, whether it's education. And yet, instead of using all that extra money that the taxpayers have already dedicated to Jefferson City under current tax rates, the legislature decided to make it more difficult and more expensive to buy gas every day. And I'm really disappointed about that. Obviously, I was a solid no on raising the gas tax. And I think that we can find waste in our government and the rest of the other $35 billion that we're spending out of Jefferson City every single year to make sure we have a world-class road system without raising anybody's taxes. So it was very disappointing to see that happen.
Bill, what about a couple of the good things? I know there were some things that did get across the finish line that you assisted with, along with some of your conservative caucus colleagues. So give me a couple, one or two good things that you were pleased that got across the finish line at the end of this session.
Absolutely. A couple things in particular stand out. One, we passed the so-called Second Amendment Preservation Act. I think we're all well aware of Joe Biden's plan to come into the state of Missouri and do what he can to restrict gun ownership in our state and around the country. So we passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which would prohibit law enforcement in the state of Missouri from cooperating with federal agents that may come in to enforce additional restrictions. We're seeing laws like this passed around the country, and so Missouri was following suit, and I think it's a good thing that we can have in place as far as protection to make that happen. So I know that Missouri is a very red state and believes in our Second Amendment rights, so we were happy to get that across the finish line. We also got a piece of legislation that has to do with empowering parents with parental choice when it comes to the education of their kids. You know, one of the most powerful special interests that we have in the state of Missouri are the public school districts and their associated lobbyists and political influence. But what we did is we passed a bill that authorizes educational scholarship accounts, which will allow parents that, for whatever reason, are not happy with their local school district, it will give them the option to maybe send their kids to a school district or a school institution that they do think can meet the needs of their child. So we did that on a very limited basis as to have a limited fiscal impact. But anytime we can empower parents, I think that's a good thing. It's one of the first bills we've been able to pass on that subject since I've been in the Senate for the past 5 years. So one step at a time, we did get a couple of good things done.
Yep, definitely a crowning achievement there for parental choice and for student advancement, truly indeed. And I want to congratulate you all for that. So, Bill, and by the way, folks, we're speaking to Missouri State Senator Bill Igel. He hails from the great county of St. Charles. Bill, there have been calls for special sessions this year like I've never heard before. I mean, there's always calls for special sessions, but this is coming from all different quarters on all sorts of subjects. Bill, where do you come down on this? Do we need any sort of special sessions between now and the end of the year? And if so, on what subject matters?
Well, I think that there's a variety of subjects that I would tell you that I would have liked to have seen more progress on down in Jefferson City during the regular session. You know, if we talked about some of our voter integrity reforms that we're trying to get through, whether that's voter ID or paper ballot initiatives, I think there are ways that we need to see progress, certainly before the next election cycle gets here. I also think there's a very urgent conversation having to do with some of the content that we're teaching in our schools, specifically our efforts to ban so-called critical race theory, the 1619 Project, which is a collaborated lie by the left that tries to paint America as a racist nation of some sort. There couldn't be anything further from the truth, and the fact that we're seeing some of the material show up in our public school systems is incredibly damaging to our kids, and we need to get that out of the schools right away. So that's pressing. I'd also make the case that we've got some other fiscal matters that need urgent attention. The problem with special sessions is that the governor is able to write so narrowly what we can actually consider and vote on in a special session that if you go into a special session, you may not have all the tools at your disposal to actually pass the right piece of law that goes into effect. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. We can get into session and address an issue quicker, but at the same time, we may be limited in what we can actually do. Mm-hmm. Some of these issues that we see are so broad and so pressing that I'm not sure if we go into a special session just to pass something right away, if we're going to actually be able to effectively address the situation. However, that being said, I know the governor's taking a look at multiple requests. We've got another urgent situation just down in the city of St. Louis and the city of Kansas City where they're trying to defund their police department. So it may be that we have to act. And if we do have to act in order to prevent further damage to those areas, I'm sure we will. But we'll take a look at that as we go through the summer and into the fall, and we'll see how that forms up with the governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very good indeed. Folks, we're speaking to Missouri State Senator Bill Igel. Bill, there was a court case last week that unfortunately threw out a piece of legislation that had been worked on for years. And you all, I believe you were part of the crew that finally got it across the finish line into law, and it had to do with paycheck protection. I believe a Missouri court, or maybe it was a federal court. I can't remember which level that got to. Anyway, a court ruled it unconstitutional. A very strange decision, but paycheck protection no longer the law of the land. I don't think that's good for workers here in the state of Missouri. What say you on that?
Well, no, I agree with you 100%, Tim. I think you knew that I agree with you 100% on this. You know, this was a pretty straightforward piece of legislation that made sure some of our public sector employees are treated fairly by any unions that they set up and that they have good transparency on what it is they're paying as far as dues, because they have certain requirements for public sector unions that they don't have in the private sector. So it's a good piece of transparency legislation that enforces worker freedom in the public sector. The court came in and said, no, you know what? Even though the legislature passed that a couple years ago, we don't think that matters anymore. We're going to go ahead and void that. Even though this is a law that's gone into effect in a variety of other states, the court and system here in Missouri came in and said, nope, we're going to go ahead and legislate from the bench. We're going to say that you can't do that. And really, from the court system in Missouri, this is the latest in a string of decisions from the court system in Missouri that I've strongly disagree with. And we unfortunately, even though we have supermajorities of conservative Republicans many times in the legislature and in the executive branch, we have an entirely different makeup when it comes to our court systems. We have activist judges, and it goes back to how we select those judges. And so we're going to have to look at how do we get away from that so that when we do pass good legislation, we're not caught off guard by an activist judiciary.
Mm-hmm. So possibly court reform could be on the docket for next year because of some of these decisions, you think?
Every time the courts make a bad decision like this, my thought is court reform gets a little bit closer.
Very good. Very good. Missouri State Senator Bill Igel was our guest here today on the Mark Reardon Show. You can follow him at Bill Igel on Twitter. Bill, I'm glad you've gotten some rest and relaxation, but I have a feeling, based on everything you just told us today, you might have to head back to Jefferson City a little sooner than later. And I hope you keep us posted on that.
Will do, Tim. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate having you on today. There he goes, Senator Bill Igel. We got to get to a quick traffic update here from Sue, and then we'll be back with Frank Cusimano on a sports update. Not a good weekend for the Cards, but we'll dispense with that, and then we'll look ahead to see what's next here on The Mark Reardon Show at 97.1 FM Talk. And welcome back, folks. Mark Reardon Show. Tim Jones in for Mark today. Mark will be back tomorrow. Happy to fill in for Mark on this wonderful, beautiful, sunny, early summer, not official, but, feels like it, Monday here at 97.1 FM Talk. Let's do some sports talk now, bringing in Frank Cusimano as we do every Monday afternoon. Frank, good afternoon. Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Great to have you on today.
Good to be with you, Tim. Hope you're well.
Yeah, doing well. Hope you are as well, Frank. Hey, Frank, so Cards had a rough weekend, and I love this this tweet you put out the other day. Let me find it here. Oh, yeah. So a couple days ago you said, so tonight is Jersey night at Busch Stadium. The three jerseys given out are Flaherty, Mikolas, and DeJong. All of them are on the disabled list. Kind of symbolizes the summer of 2021.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, what are the odds? You think that's probably the first time in the history of baseball that there's three jerseys given out and all three are not playing.
So Frank, is that what's going on? Is that why the team is struggling so much over the last few weeks?
Well, yeah, I think you have 11 guys injured, 10 are on the injured list, and then in terms of starting staff, you start the season, well, you got Jack Flaherty, that's good. No, that's not happening. Well, you got Miles Michaelis, well, that's good. That's not happening. You got KK, no, KK's not pitching either. I mean, it is brutal. It is absolutely, and you throw in Dakota Hudson with the Tommy John surgery. Mm. You got a lot of really talented starting pitchers, or some talented starting pitchers that you're getting nothing out of. Here's the thing: you got 31 games till the All-Star break, and you know how like when your mom throws you in the water when you're real young, you just kind of want to tread water. That's what the Cardinals have to do. They want to tread water for 31 games so they get to the All-Star break, and then hopefully by then, you'll see Flaherty, you'll see Michaelis, KK will be back sooner than that, and maybe even Jordan Hicks. But I'm telling you, you could put yourself, you could drown here in 31 days. You really could. They have got to stay above water till the All-Star break.
They've got a long way to go for that. Got to get through the rest of the month of June. So, Frank, so it's Monday. Are they playing tonight, or are they off today?
They have a well-deserved day off today after
thank goodness.
17 straight days. Woo. 17 straight games. They've lost 7 out of 8, 5 in a row. First time being swept by the Reds at Busch since 1990. And it's a light week. They have an off day today. They have an off day Thursday. That's good because they only have about 3 or 4 starting pitchers. So you need this.
Absolutely. Never a better time than now. Frank, the other thing I've noticed you're focusing on is a potential new player for Mizzou football, although it looks like, his name's Luther Burden, right? And he has been recruited by, Oklahoma? But Mizzou's still making a play for him. Could you tell us about that?
Well, you're going to know this name. In fact, if he ends up at Mizzou, you'll see him on billboards all across the state of Missouri. His name is Luther Burden Jr. His father, Luther Burden, was a great basketball player that I used to play against at St. Louis University, but he's the number one wide receiver in America.
Wow.
Number one wide receiver in America. He orally committed to Oklahoma, but I know the family well, and I think it's basically a 50-50 call with Oklahoma and Mizzou moving forward. He could change the Mizzou program because Coach Drink has this great offensive mind about passing and being real creative. And if you, you know, got this guy on your team, you'd get, you know, him 7 or 8 touches a game and great things would happen. Basically, who he is Jeremy Maclin, you know, a 5-star player who had a, you know, a 10-year NFL career. But this is what happened is last week he did an unofficial visit to Mizzou. And Coach Drink is really smart. Hear me out here, Tim. Is if you move, if you live within 1 mile of the campus, you can bring kids to your home for unofficial visits. So he went to Coach Drink's house, and they had this big TV outside, and they played video games, and they had banana pudding, and they hung out together. Then they visited with all the players. They just had a great time. So Coach Drink is an unbelievable recruiter, and he's taking advantage of this NCAA rule, live within a mile of the campus, and you can have kids there as often as you want on unofficial visits.
That's an interesting rule. You know, yeah. They have all kinds of interesting rules, don't they?
I'll give you another one if you got a second.
Yeah.
So there's this – lawmakers have passed in the state of Missouri this new rule, this new law that college athletes – can make money on their name, image, and likeness. Now, the governor, Parsons, still has to sign this, but lawmakers have approved it. So I'm thinking that if Missouri gets this done and Oklahoma doesn't get this done, it's a huge plus for Missouri in recruiting this kid because he could be on billboards or he could be advertising for, say, Schnucks or Bomarito Automotive. That's why the governor's got to be thinking long and hard. Hey, let's get this thing passed, and we'll get recruits that Oklahoma can't get.
Yeah, that's going to reset the table definitely in college level sports for sure. Hey, Frank, thanks for the great update this afternoon. Always and really enjoy talking to you, and thanks for spending time with us today.
Tim, great to be with you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thank you, Frank Cusimano. There he goes on sports. We got to get to a break here now. Sue's got traffic update, and then we've wrapped up the 4 o'clock hour in the can, as they say. 5 o'clock straight ahead. Dr. Randy Tober and Jason Sneed on Honest Elections with an update on HR1 up next here on the Mark Rudin Show at 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.